It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. I am excited. I'm always excited because you guys allow me to do this and have fun. And together, we are able to impact literally the lives of millions of people. Think about that. Because of your support, it allows me to bring successful entrepreneurs from all over the world. And together, we're able to help and impact, again, literally millions of people, families, businesses, because business is, for the most part, families, right? Every major business today, Dell, at one time was a family-run tiny little business running out of his house and garage. I think he even started an apartment. I can't remember. Microsoft. I don't think he was married at the time, so maybe, you know, but he wasn't married, meaning Bill Gates. But think about this. As his small company grew and they started to hire a couple of people, some of those people did have families. So small businesses are, for the most part, family businesses, and business is kind of a weird way of expressing love. So anyway. So, all right, let's think about this. The quote of the day, as we jump into it, the quote of the day. I think it's important for girls to be confident. Believe in yourself, and everybody is hot. That comes to us from Paris Hilton. So if you have a quote of the day that you want me to, use on the air, reach out to me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And or shoot me an email, bert@bertmartinez.com. I will be glad to look at that quote. And if we use it on the air, you will receive a gift. Could be a valuable T-shirt, possibly an audio book. Anyway, it's always good to have you guys here. We're going to jump into it. Today on the show, we have Heather Driscoll. Heather Driscoll is the owner and manager of three successful businesses and now starting her fourth. She calls herself a serial entrepreneur. Heather believes in the power of creative visualization and has seen her life unfold in exciting ways as a result. She believes in herself as well as in others and yearns to encourage and empower them. She is a certified life empowerment and small business coach and teaches mindfulness and works extensively with people on finding tools for them that work on overcoming fear and anxiety. Heather Driscoll, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. You know, I want to dive into this because I think something that a lot of people overlook and that is this, as I mentioned in the intro there, the ability to visualize, I think, is sometimes overlooked, right? I mean, and you hear a lot of, successful, you know, athletes. I shouldn't say successful. I should say famous athletes. And they talk about visualizing winning the goal or getting the trophy or, you know, getting that shot or whatever it is they're doing, especially, you know, you hear a lot about it during the Olympics, about how many of them visualize and they kind of saw themselves on the pedestal receiving that gold medal. And I think it's one of those tools that is so simple on a conceptual level, but kind of hard to practice sometimes for a lot of people. They don't do it. It's a very simple thing to do, but when I think of visualization, you know, it's for me personally, I'll give you my my experience with visualization. Even to this day, it's so much easier for me to visualize myself negatively, right? For example, I can visualize myself crashing on a bike and it'll make me wince, right? I can,
right.
You know, first of all, it's a memory because we've all, you know, crashed on a bike. But sure. I can definitely visualize and feel sometimes the negative versus the positive. For me to visualize positive things really takes time and effort for me to feel it as well as visualize it. Anyway, a long way of saying that. But give me your thoughts on the importance of creative visualization.
Okay, so I when I coach, I definitely work a lot with creative visualization. One, because I've seen the transformation that it's done in my life and in the businesses that I run. But back in my 20s, I would inadvertently, not knowing like anything before, like the law of attraction and you know, visualize what you want and it's there. I had been really wanting to get out of a job that I was in, and I had found myself at my desk just writing down what I wanted because I was so sick of saying to myself what I didn't want anymore. That I started using the technique of, all right, Heather, instead of being a victim, instead of, you know, complaining, why don't you write down what you do want, but write it down like you have it already. And so I would start writing, like, my husband and I are millionaires. we don't have any credit card debt anymore. We own our own business, and it's successful. And I just started really kind of writing it, and I found that when I was writing it, I was like, this feels so much better to me than doom and gloom on right. I'm going to be stuck in this. I was in a law office. I'm going to be stuck in this law office for the rest of my life. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to help people. That's what I wanted to do. So I just started doing that, and it was, I didn't know what it was while I was doing it, but obviously was led to books, as I'm sure we all do in this world. We get led to books that just get, you know, put in front of you, and you're like, oh, that sounds sure. interesting. And mine was Creative Visualization by Shakti Gwain. And I still have that book. I worked on that book feverishly, and I go through that book now. I save it kind of like a little memento. I kind of want to frame it because every single thing that I wrote in that book happened. Every single thing that I wrote down that I wanted happened, from, you know, vacations I wanted to take, meeting my husband, creating the life that I wanted, the businesses I've wanted. It is awesome. And no, it's not easy. It's not, yeah. but you have to, like anything you want in life, you have to work at it. And the way I look at it, I kind of put my left hand and my right hand out, and I, in my left hand, because my left brain is more analytical, you know, it's the thinking side of the brain. I'm like, okay, do I want to sit here and do I want to worry? Or I look in my right hand and I say my creative side, my side that I want to ignite things and build things with. I say, what do I want? Do I want to think about what I don't want, or do I want to think about what I do want? And so it's kind of like brings me back to the present on, think about what you want, Heather. Don't think about what you don't want. And for a long time, it was a constant, Heather, you're not thinking in the right direction. Do you feel good? And if you don't feel good, make yourself feel better. And how do you do that? You find a better feeling thought.
So I like that. I like that because – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I was just going to say that's really how I started practicing it.
Yeah, and you know what's important here is I'm a big believer that how we feel is more important than what we know.
Absolutely.
And so back to what you're saying, you find something that makes you feel good, that thought that makes you feel good, and you expand on that. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, that is so, this idea of how you feel is more important than what you know is so important, because when you're feeling good, or you're feeling confident, or you're feeling, you know, successful and happy, you're more productive, your cortisol levels drop, you're just a much better person. You're in the zone, for lack of better terms, right? As opposed to when you're negative and you're, you know, being the victim and, oh, man, I hate my job. I'm always going to be here forever. Well, you know what? Be grateful that you have a job. And also, you know, if you hate your job, then go get another job that you like. Or, you know, as Heather, start planning your exit strategy. All right, real quick. You mentioned the book is Creative Visualization by
Shakti Gwain, Gwain. And
Shakti,
S-H-A, yeah, S-H-A-K-T-I, Shakti Gwain. And it's a workbook. It's a workbook. It's fantastic. And it is, I highly recommend it. I bought one for all the females in my family because I want them empowered, and I wanted them to see that they can create the life that they want. They don't need to be stuck anywhere. Nobody's stuck.
Right. And I love that. And just to show you how, sometimes, you know, meeting people and stuff like that changes things. So here I am, I'm all on Amazon. I'm about to buy the workbook, and, I just placed the order. I'm buying the workbook right now here live.
Nice. That's awesome.
Money for Lunch. Yeah. So,
awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. You're going to love it. It's going to change your life.
I can't wait.
For the better, and I know.
So I'm a big believer in creative visualization, and
yeah.
I love the idea of having a workbook. I'm going to check it out, and if I like it as much as you do, then I will. I'm the kind of person who will also go back and buy multiple copies. You know.
Yep.
You know, the holidays are coming up. It's a perfect time. And I'll get all of my kids on it, we'll have tons of fun, and I can't wait to do it. So, all right. So let's get into this a little bit more.
Sure.
What was your key driving force to become an entrepreneur?
The biggest driving force for me was growth. Like I said, I worked for the court system in the state. I live in Connecticut, so I worked for the court system for a long time, and worked for lawyers, which I am extremely grateful for because they taught me a very valid sense of running a business, being very professional and working with a lot of different types of people. But growth for me was I knew that I didn't want to sit in an office for the rest of my life. I'm a people person, and I need to help them. I was always the type of person that people would come to me with problems, and I felt kind of stagnant, just feeling blocked in. So I knew that growth was very important for me in all aspects. And I always had big visions of my life and what I was going to achieve. And so going back to the visualization and creating it, it was growth, really, that led me to become an entrepreneur. I never wanted to stay stagnant and stuck. I always feel like we always have a lot of power within us, and we can do, be, or have anything.
Yes. You know, what I find interesting in there is that you put growth on the top of your list there, right? As opposed to, hey, I wanted to, you know, get rid of my job, and I wanted to make money, and I wanted to be in control of my own life. Growth, which of course, growth is the umbrella that encompasses all those other elements. But, you know, I think that what's interesting about that, my takeaway from that is the mindset. So when you're thinking, hey, how can I be a better Heather? How can I be a better, you know, whatever? Growth is the ultimate element to become better. So if you want to achieve more and you want to have more and do more and all that other stuff, that doesn't happen by staying the same. You have to break your mold or get out of your comfort zone, and you have to grow. And of course, growth is sometimes unpleasant, and it can bruise you and scar you. And I love the analogy of riding a bike because, you know, when we're young and dumb, we want to learn how to ride a bike, and we don't care how painful it is. We don't care how beat up we get. We don't care. We don't care about asking for help, you know. So we'll get mentors and coaches, usually our siblings and our parents, to help us ride a bike. And when we stumble and fall and crash and burn, everybody tells you it's all part of learning how to ride a bike, and you don't feel so bad. And ultimately, you learn how to ride that bike. And we have to apply those same principles to running a business, to a marriage, to fitness, to, you know, insert the goal here kind of a thing.
Everything. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I love that. All right. So let's talk about this, because again, it sounds like you and I are kind of in sync about the whole mindset stuff. So
absolutely.
So what are some of the mindsets that have helped make you successful?
Okay, so one of my favorite authors and teachers of all times is Wayne Dyer. I'm sure you know of Wayne Dyer. Oh, my man. But his saying is, it always stuck with me, was when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yes.
So for me in business, it was, I changed to where my mindset is about helping people. I am in such gratitude all the time for everything that I have, because I've, you know, yes, I have worked to create what I have, but I've been super blessed with an amazing family and husband supportive and children, and it's great. But the mindset is what pushes you farther, because you're going to have, like you said, you're going to fall off the bike. You're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have times, and I have many times in the businesses that we've owned, said, oh my gosh, I want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. What am I doing? Why is this so hard? But when you just stop and you look at what you're looking at and then say, what if I come at it from a different angle? What if I look at it from a different angle? And, you know, I used to call it fearlessness. Like I had bought a necklace and it said fearless. And to me, it was like, what is fearless? Well, fearless is doing it afraid. That's all fearless is. Courage is doing it afraid, because there's always going to be something. I don't care how much you have. I don't care how successful your businesses are. I don't care where you are in your life. You are going to be faced with fears, and you're going to have to try to find a way to overcome those fears. And you're going to have to just do it afraid and just look at it and do it afraid. And that's the mindset that's really kind of pushed my businesses to the next level on, ooh, this is really scary right now. But I'm big with listening to my intuition too. And I get quiet and I say, is this where I need to be right now? And if I listen, it always guides me. So that's really kind of the mindset that I have taken on, is just doing it afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think I love that fearless is doing it afraid, or courage means doing it afraid. You know, you're afraid to do it anyway. And I, you know, I believe exactly what you just said. And I, in my saying that, I've kind of changed a little bit, because he is now president of the United States. And that is, whether you're Donald Duck or Donald Trump, we all deal with fears. And
exactly.
You know, meaning, you know, the most successful person in the world, you know, whoever that is to you in your life, has fears, but they've learned how to deal with them. And so now I've kind of changed it to, whether you're Mickey Mouse or Mickey Mantle, you know, we all have to deal with fears.
exactly.
But it's so true, though. I mean, you know, fear to me, if something is scaring you, at least for me, that's kind of like my signal that it's time to grow, right? Hey, this scares me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the opportunity to grow, right? So, hey, if you're scared of writing a book, then you do it. Like you said, you do it when you're afraid, and it's just a signal for growth. If you're afraid of getting on stage, that's a signal for growth. If you're afraid of getting on that bike, if you're afraid of, you know, whatever, it's okay. Do it anyway.
Yeah. And I think it's funny, because people have these dreams and aspirations for what they want for themselves, and that thoughts are powerful. I mean, your thoughts are creating every moment of your reality, and you don't even, a lot of people just don't even realize that that's happening. And, you know, you can self-sabotage yourself and get imposter syndrome and block yourself when you're like, oh, say, I want to be a famous singer, right? And then all of a sudden this opportunity arises for you to sing at some bar or a local nightclub, but you let that fear rule you, and you're like, I can't do that, and you just shut down everything that you've started to create for yourself. You shut it down. So it's very important to look at where your thoughts are, and then push through the fear of it, and then say, okay, I can do this. What's the worst that can happen? So that's kind of my motto. What's the worst that can happen? So what? I get laughed at. Who cares? I don't care. I'm doing it.
Here's what's interesting too. If you go through the list of, you know, anybody famous, you know, they've all been laughed at, right? And on some level, yeah. they've been made fun of, mocked, laughed at. They've been told that they'd never do it. You know, there's a great story, both from, Clint Eastwood was told he'd yep. never make it as an actor. So was Burt Reynolds,
yep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester yep. Stallone. All of these people were mocked at and laughed at, saying, you know, especially Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger, who had this, you know, have a very different accent, for lack of better terms. Hey, you. And and so they were told, hey, you guys aren't going to make it, you know, and nobody's going to want to hire you on those, you're too big and too
yeah,
muscular.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
big,
and I
yeah.
think, exactly.
And, you know, and so, you know, I have the pleasure of hanging out with Schwarzenegger a couple times a year. And
yeah.
I love hearing all the stuff that he was told that he could not do and should not do, and it's not going to happen for you. I mean, you know, the thing that I love about somebody like a Schwarzenegger or even a Sylvester Stallone and stuff like that is that these guys have been told no by just about everybody in their life, and yet they overcome that. And that goes back to, you know, that self-talk that they have in their head. And,
yeah.
you know, and when you have that kind of self-talk, you become unstoppable.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely.
All right,
yeah,
so,
you absolutely do.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about this. What are some of the most important pointers a business owner should consider if the business is going to grow and prosper? Talk about that.
Ooh, one of the biggest things for me learning the hard way was we're all good at something. And when you become an entrepreneur and you want to start your own business, and obviously when you start your own business, it starts out small, so you can do a lot of the stuff yourself. But as that business starts to grow, you're going to start to become stretched pretty thin, and you should absolutely find out where your strong suits are and where they're not, and then hire the right people to take over the aspects that are either becoming more difficult for you to handle or that you're just not good at. Like for me, accounting. I was not good at accounting. I'm not good at math. So it just wasn't something that I wanted to test the waters on anymore as our businesses started to grow. It was a lot to manage, and we had a lot of employees, and I just didn't want to be responsible for the taxes. And as it got bigger, it got harder to deal with. So it gets to the point where you say, okay, I'm going to focus on what I'm good at. What I'm good at is coaching. I'm going to stick with coaching, and I'm going to let the accountant and everybody else handle what they're good at. That was a very big pointer for me in business for it to prosper and grow so that everybody's in their element doing their thing.
And I think that one of the things that I've learned is that the sooner I relinquish those controls, the faster my business grows.
Absolutely.
And it happens for a couple of different reasons. First of all, for example, if you have to cover the cost of outsourcing that accounting service or outsourcing
yep.
your marketing or outsourcing your administrative tasks, you're aware of that cost. And it first of all, it makes you more accountable because you got to pay those bills. And therefore, it lights a little fire under your butt, and you know, and you start thinking, well, you know, I can't be slacking. I got payroll to make, whatever you want to call it. So I got to pay for my accounting. I got to pay for my marketing. I got to pay for my admin. I got to pay for all these people. And somebody may be saying, well, you know, that's one of the reasons I keep my business small. Well, most likely that's why your business will fail because
right, exactly,
you know. You know, your business, like life, is about expanding. And if you're afraid to expand, if you think keeping it small is going to help you, then it's the wrong mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it is really about expansion. You know, in fact, let me throw this out at you
sure.
because a lot of people have, well, I'll just say like this. I've been asked this question quite a bit. Bert, how much
yep.
is enough? You know, how much money is enough?
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
could retire today if you wanted to. Why do you keep doing the stuff that you do? When will it be enough for you? What is your answer when somebody throws a question like that at you?
So I have gotten to a point where I try not to put the money before what I'm doing. Obviously, we all need money to survive, but for me, growth and expansion equals abundance, and abundance isn't just money. I want to be happy doing what I'm doing. And for me, I could work until I'm 80 or 90 helping people find their power within themselves, because it's only going to make the world better. So I don't know that there is an answer to how much is enough. I feel like the abundance, the money, it will all follow. When you feel like you're being fulfilled with what you're doing, you're gonna fulfill that need to have more. I think the need to have more, well, you know, you get, let's say I'm going to make $1 million a year. You get to the point where you make $1 million a year and you're like, yeah, that's not good enough. Let's shoot for 5 million. Then we'll shoot for 10, you know? And it's like, okay, when is enough enough? Enough is going to be enough for you when you are satisfied emotionally with yourself and where you are. That's when I think it's going to be enough.
Yeah,
I understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. And so here's my answer. I'm going to throw my answer out there. And that is, there is no such thing as enough. To me, that kind of thinking is scarcity mindset. And here's my explanation. So let's say that you're a billionaire. So, you know, look at billionaires out there. And first of all, they still have a business that's making them more money. Second of all, they're taking that money and they're using it for good things. I mean, again, Bill Gates, look at all he's done with his billions, and he's gotten other billionaires to contribute. So, so how much health is too much health? How much love is too much love? How much, you know, family time is too much family time? You know, and so you start looking at all areas of your life, you know, and then you realize that here on Earth, again, back to that whole expansion theory, we were created to succeed and expand and to grow. And how do we grow? Well, we grow by taking what we have and making more of it, and we use it better, and we and things of that nature. And so it took me a while to get to that point, but there is no such thing as enough. And I think that, again, that's kind of a negative thought, a scarcity thought. You know, a lot of people who don't have what you have may say, well, you know, Heather, if I was where you were at, I would be happy and satisfied. Well, wait till you get there and then tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and I agree with
so,
that. It's always expansion and never contraction. Yeah, it really truly is. Yeah.
Because again, how much of your marriage, you know, at what point would you stop working on your marriage? Hey, we've hit this level in our marriage where we're both happy and good. Why don't we just stop working at it? Well, the minute you stop working on your marriage, that's when you'll get divorced.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
such
a great way to look at it. Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about this. Failure to me is, I think, a pretty good – I shouldn't say pretty good. Failure is a good teacher if you're open to learning the lesson. And of course, failure doesn't care whether you're black or white, rich or poor. It doesn't discriminate. Failure is an equal opportunity teacher. And I think that, again, we can learn a lot from failure. Has that been the same thing in your life? How have you learned from failure?
I think one of the strongest ways I've learned is from failure and looking at the things that don't work and changing the mindset about it, because we're always going to have ideas and things that come to us, and then you're never going to be able to see if it does work unless you test the theory. And some of the things won't work and some of them will, but you're never going to know until you try it. And I am absolutely, like, you know, with all the businesses that we've had, like I told you before, you know, but one of the things that I failed at in the beginning was thinking that I could do it all. And it hurt my business, one of the first ones that we started. And it was an eye-opener for me for the rest of them to say, hey, I'm going to stick to where I'm good at. And also, you know, finding out who my clients were, where the business, some of the businesses from the beginning were about, like, what I liked and what I wanted. But as we've grown and expanded, it's about what does my customer, my client want? What do they want? And that stopped me from hitting those failure points that I kept kind of running into and thinking about other people instead of myself. That's been a huge learning curve for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. So, okay, I want to talk about this because in the intro, I mentioned that you are now starting on your fourth business. So let's talk about what was unexpected. What kind of unexpected, I guess, surprises did you find in owning your own business?
The biggest surprise that I had was when I actually realized that the work I was doing, writing down things that I wanted, when I started doing that creative visualization workbook, which you'll find, when I really started writing down and getting real clear about what I wanted for my business, it unfolded rapidly. It pretty much just started happening. And that was very unexpected to me because at first when I was doing it, it wasn't intentional. And then when I found this book and started working with the visualization, and there's clearing exercises in there, like clearing negative thoughts and stuff. When I really started doing the work and putting those things down, it was unbelievable for me and very unexpected to see the growth of the business just start to really happen. And it made me realize, like, I'm unstoppable. I can do anything. Like, I can just keep going and growing, like you said. And that, for me, was extremely unexpected. And now that I know that little secret, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is a great secret to uncover. And, you know, I wish I had the the song, a snippet of the song from the Spice Girls, because since we started talking, I keep hearing, you know, just tell me what you want, what you
tell
really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
It's so true.
It is. And so life is asking you that question. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. And the problem, I think, is that people say, well, I want more money. So they say that. But then, A, they don't take any action, and B, they start negging themselves out with their self-talk. Well, you know, if I had more money, I'd probably, you know, misspend it, or I would probably just be broke, or I'd have to pay more taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to pay more taxes. You want to pay like $1 million or $2 or $3 in taxes. Believe me, it's totally worth it. So
it is.
Yeah, and you know, just to be clear, I'm not paying that much in taxes, but that is one of my goals. I want to be able to pay.
I love that you're switching that goal to, like, hey, I want to pay $1 million in taxes, because guess what that means? That means you're making way more money. It's a good thing. It's fantastic.
And so my goals list is I want to pay. My goal is to take all the legal deductions, take every possible legal deduction I can take and still have to pay $1 million in taxes.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, who was it? I think, what's his name? He was a billionaire out of Texas who ran for president once. This always happens. Somebody will find out that these billionaires are paying like 3 or 4% in taxes. And they're like, look what the rich are getting away with.
Yeah.
Let's all get away with that.
Exactly.
All right. So real quick, why don't you tell us some of the business projects you're working on? You have four businesses. Kind of start with your newest one and then work backwards.
Yep. Well, the latest one, so I'm coaching, but a part of the coaching is we have bought a fantastic lake property in Connecticut here, and we are opening a learning center, my mom and I, which is fantastic. I work a lot with my mom, and we are offering workshops and retreats on mindfulness and basically just we're completely open to all of our fans and clients and stuff for ideas that they want to cover too on a basis basically dealing with like fear and anxiety and how to overcome it and how to get to the next level, because I think at the root of it, that's really what most people deal with in life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the issue is, it's there's always something that's a block because they're afraid of something. So we are offering that, and that's really the biggest thing that we're working on right now. The other businesses are just kind of self-sustaining at this point, and this is really where the growth, I want to see the growth come in on the learning center and the coaching.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And that's a great, fun way, by the way. Again, this is the great thing about being an entrepreneur. So you have this lake property. And,
yeah,
you know, are you guys going to use it for vacations and getaways? Yes. You know, to be able to use it for your, you know, for your clients and have a retreat there. And
yeah.
Now this is one of the reasons, this is one of the ways that you can take, you know, whether it's a vehicle, a plane, a boat, a lake property, and then with a little, you know, creativity, also it becomes a tool or a toy or an asset that can help your business expand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
always
I love
expansion.
That. I love that. Yeah, it's always expansion. And but it's just a smart way of doing it. So you know, that's another way that you, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we get to sometimes get a double, double use of our tools and our equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like,
You
know, millions of people who have a home business are able to write off that home office off their taxes.
Absolutely.
You know, so, it may not be much, maybe it's a couple hundred bucks, but it's a couple hundred bucks that you're not having to pay in taxes and,
absolutely,
you know, you're able to use your home. All right. So let's talk about this. How do you deal with fear?
I am a regular meditator. So meditation for me has helped me retrain my brain from, I used to live with a lot of fear and anxiety. And that was the cursor for me about like, I would say 5-6 years ago, where I was like, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I cannot like just keep being so anxious and living in so much stress. And, you know, along with being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of stress and managing things that you have to get through. And I kind of made the decision where I said, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to go down this road, then I need to find something that's going to work for me, that's going to make me calm. So I meditate every day and have really kind of worked with a lot of awesome teachers and learned how to retrain my brain. I'm not saying that I do not get fearful and anxious. I do, but the way I handle it is totally different than the way I used to handle it. And it has caused my life to change dramatically for the better. So that's really how I try to handle fear and anxiety is working with the thoughts.
Yeah. And I think that's a great strategy there. I mean, meditation, self-talk, all of those things, stack on top of each other, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's the reverse. It's just like your negative thinking is stacking on top of each other. So, you know, how do we form a belief? Well, if you believe, you know, call it brainwashing, call it whatever you want. But if you repeat something enough times, you will start to believe it.
Well, yeah, belief is just a thought that you keep thinking over and over and over again. That's all a belief is. It's just
right.
That thought that you keep thinking. So we can always change our beliefs.
We can always change our beliefs. I love that. All right. Do you have a personal speaking of self-talk, do you have a personal self-talk, mantra, affirmation, or self-belief that contributes to your success?
I do. I'm really big in affirmations, and I've always had, well, one of them was money comes to me easily and effortlessly.
I love that.
So I have always, you know, I grew up in a family where it was, money was tight always, and I got to a point in my life where I was like, I don't want to live like that. I'm not going to raise my children like that. I want to be abundant. I want to have a limitlessness for finances and money, and I have worked tirelessly with affirmations. The same thing, when I have a fearful thought come in, I replace it with an affirmation, and money comes to me easily and effortlessly was one of the big ones, and then my life is full of abundance is also another one that I use consistently. So, and I have a really long one that I won't share. I won't tell you, but it that has changed my life too. It's just, affirmations are big for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love affirmations. I think that we're all using them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People say it all the time to themselves. I'm always running late. I'm always fat. I can't ever seem to save money.
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of this.
I'm sick and tired of this. I never have any good luck or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, those are all affirmations. And guess what? They're all working. They're all working for you.
You're getting exactly what you're asking for.
That's it. All right. So, parting word of advice to our listeners.
Watch the thoughts that you're thinking. That's a little challenge for the day. You're out and you're at work and you're doing your thing or you're with your family, just start to be aware of the thoughts that you're thinking. And that is awareness is what's going to start to change your life. Once you become aware of where you are in your thoughts, you can change them.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I totally, totally love that.
Yeah.
If my listeners want to get a hold of you, how can my listeners find out about you? How can they get a hold of you? Where do they go?
Sure. They can go to my website at www.businessconfidencemethod.com. And also they can email me at heather@businessconfidencemethod.com.
Business Confidence.
Confidence Method.
Method.
Yep.
.com. I'm going to put.
Yep.
BusinessConfidentMethod.com in the show notes, so you guys can reach out to Heather and maybe meet her out at the lake house and hang there. And Heather
Absolutely.
Driscoll, it's been so much fun having you here on the show and talking
it's
about so many good things that we talked about. Looking forward to catching up with you again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bert. I appreciate it.
You bet. Good stuff there from Heather Driscoll. Business coach at businessconfidencemethod.com, and I hope that you guys picked up a lot of nuggets of information there. I love what did you catch the phrase when she's talking about when she's writing out her visualization that she even wrote out what she wanted in a husband, and bam, it just became true. So a lot of important stuff covered today. Mindset, thoughts, and as she suggested we do, let's be mindful of our thoughts. Let's be aware of how we think, because that's going to make or break us. As always, my friends, let's share this episode with everybody we know. Let's help as many people as we can get our mind right, get our thoughts right, control what we visualize. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.